Welcome to Mike's Divided, everybody. I'm your host, Cameron Ford. Alongside me, Zach Burhans. And we will be talking about the New England Patriots today and their schedule coming up. Zach, what do you have for us there? And what do you think? We'll start with the record. What do you think? And we'll break down the games here first.
So I think the Patriots, for the first time in a long time, are going to have a losing record with 7-9. Yep. And that's mainly because Tom Brady is no longer the quarterback. Gronkowski is no longer the beast tight end. This is the Julian Edelman show now.
Yep, I think so too. And the thing about it is, more importantly, not just Tom Brady not being there, they're at the point now where we're still unsure who the quarterback is even going to be.
Exactly. So, is it Jarrett Stidham? Is it going to be
Brian Hoyer?
I hope not.
But, I mean, it's going to be one of those things that we're looking at eventually down the road that we're thinking to ourselves, is it going to be a game-time decision for Bill each week? Or is it going to be maybe we're tossing people like, I mean, Saban did and mix it up a little bit?
Right. I think my guess is that's a preseason thing. Is they're going, you know, that's why the games
they're
are
going to battle for their starting for spot. Absolutely. Yeah. So let's start out here with week one. And we see them going, and they're going to be playing the Dolphins at home, 1 o'clock game, in their season opener. Right. We predict that as a win. I mean, that's just, you know.
There's multiple reasons why I think this is a win. One, this is Tua's first game in the National Football League, and it's at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, a lot of pressure right there.
It's a big pressure, and the Patriots are 15-5 in season openers. And I get it. Tom Brady's no longer the quarterback.
Right.
20 years ago, he wasn't either.
And that's part of this 15-5. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I still think that no matter what, they still got... They do have the Dolphins number at home. Now, when we get to when they play at the Dolphins, it might be a different story. But I think that's going to be a win for the Patriots. So, moving on to week two, we had them at Seattle Seahawks, the late game. So, that one we predict as a loss. I mean, I just don't see, playing in Seattle with the way that Russell Wilson's been playing and the way that this team has been executing on primetime games. I just don't see them getting the dub there.
This is a monster beat because the Seahawks are going to win this game like a skunk, you know, the 21-0 skunk.
Yeah, I know, but I'm excited for it too still because like even though Tom Brady's not there, it still has the hype just because it is the Patriots. Seahawks. It is still the Seahawks, so that'll be interesting. And then going on to week three, they play the Raiders, the new Las Vegas Raiders, and that's a 1 o'clock game, and it's in Gillette Stadium. So I think that they'll pull that one out too, just because it's in Gillette. Now, if it was in Vegas, I would go against it personally. Right. But the fact that they're at home against the Raiders, and the Raiders are still trying to figure out what they're doing at quarterback as well.
Exactly.
But I do think that they have better options there.
The
options
are there, and, you know, it's still the Patriots.
It's still week three, so it's still a learning experience. So moving on, they're going to be playing in week four. We got them at the Chiefs at 4 o'clock.
How about the Patriots? Just going through the first 4 weeks. You know, first two home games are kind of cakewalk.
Yeah.
Their first two road games
are horrible.
In Seattle.
That's so hard.
At the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Come on now. 425-2.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. And I think that we go on to see that they'll be playing at the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, you know, a couple years ago when they had that playoff chance and they ended up losing it, because I personally think the reasoning was they didn't have Kareem Hunt when all that went down. But now at the 4 o'clock game, this will be a time that everybody's going to be tuning in. I debatably think that this could have been a late game, but I think just because 2 weeks ago they already had him at a late game, decided not to, and you know. Right. But that being said, a 4 o'clock game for the Chiefs, for the Patriots, that's going to be great publicity for Kansas City, although they've already won the Super Bowl last year. They're going to be coming out trying to be that juggernaut. They know this is a game that they need to prove their worth.
Absolutely.
And Chiefs are going to get it done.
And if this was a primetime game, the Patriots might win.
Yeah.
Because Pat Mahomes in primetime.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the greatest record.
Maybe Pat's like, this is great. 4 o'clock is my time to shine.
He's awake. He's ready to go.
Earlier in the day. So then we go on to week five, and this is where they play. This is where we disagreed, because I picked that I think the Patriots will win this one. I think that they are at Denver. I think you guys would upset them. I'd call it an upset, I guess. But
that's right.
I think that y'all would beat them, but I do think still it is a 1 o'clock game. It's at home against the Broncos, and you think the Broncos are going to pull it out.
I do, and I'll tell you why. I'm doing this as unbiased as I can. I think by week five, all of our prospects are going to be used to the NFL.
Yeah, you know, or they'll figure out where they need to be.
They're going to mesh. They're going to have better chemistry.
Right.
And I think the Broncos' offense is better than the Patriots' offense. However, the Patriots did have the number one defense in the league last year.
Their defense is nice. Stephon Gilmore out there. They're going to be able to pack it.
But see, Stephon Gilmore can't guard Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. And then stop the running. It's Melvin Gordon and Phillip Lindsay.
That was the thing. Their cornerbacks needed work on the other ones. So that was kind of the problem there. But then we go on now to see their bye week at 6. And then right after the bye week, they got a huge test when they play at home against the 49ers.
How about that? 3 straight losses to the Patriots.
And they got well, they got Jimmy Garoppolo coming in at 4 o'clock game. And Jimmy G is going to have something to prove because he's like, this is the team that let me go. So, you know.
You know, this could have been his franchise at this point.
That's right. So that's interesting to me. And then they go on a 1 o'clock game, which, in my opinion, this should have been at least a 4 o'clock game, if not a primetime game. But they play at the Bills at 1 o'clock. Bills are getting that dub in Buffalo, and I think that's not going to be any problems just because we have something to prove. We almost beat them last year in Buffalo, and now it's just like this is our time to run the AFC East, so this is beautiful.
It is. It's the first time in how many years that the Bills have a chance?
25 years. Since 25 years.
How old are you?
I'm about to be 25 as well. Yeah, so since I was born, yeah. But
so this is 4 straight losses.
This is, I mean, for me, for right now, that's what we're thinking. I mean, you know, and then they play at the Jets the late game, and that's the Jets are gonna be
a great late game.
That Well, I mean, if the Patriots schedule turns out the way we expect it to, that record's gonna be with the Jets, and they're gonna be like, huh, this isn't really what we expected, but you know, it is what it is.
And for me, this is 5 straight losses for the pitch. For you, it's only 3.
Yeah, it is. But
5 straight losses. When was the last time that happened to the Patriots?
I know exactly.
They'll get packing.
But I feel like at New York, I mean in MetLife, I just feel like the late night game, you know, Jets are gonna be hungry for it. Without Tom Brady, they're just gonna be like the Bills, where like Tom Brady's out, it's time to eat. And I think the Jets are going to get it done in that night game.
It's a late game. And then week 10 versus the Ravens at another late game. 8:20.
And you know Lamar's going to be feasting out there. And he's just going to be like ready to go. Especially after their nice little humble pie that they gave him last year. So he's like, let's bring it. But then we have them going and actually picking up a win here at the Texans.
This ends a 6-game skid. Week 11 in Houston.
Yep.
For me, I think this is an upset. At this stage, it's an upset because, you know, when you're on a 6-game losing streak or, you know, a 4-game losing streak.
You think it could be a game changer and turn the season around a little bit. But if you're already at week 11, it's like, So we might see that. But then we have them against the Cardinals. And here's my thing. This game, when they play against the Cardinals, they're at Gillette. If they were at home, I mean, if they were the Cardinals were at home, right. I think this would be a total different result. Because of what D-Hop's bring to the table, what Kyler Murray has in his bag now, everything's going to change. I do think now that it's at Gillette, it'll be week 12, so it'll be cold. It's going to change things,
Cold. It's kind of, we're at that stage where it's make or break for these borderline teams.
Right, exactly. And Cardinals have a lot. Cardinals' ceiling is very high this year, so it's like, are we sitting here now? Could they do it, or is this could be the point. This game could be the turning point as to make or break their season right there.
Right,
so
this could be the game that puts the Patriots in the playoffs. This could be the game that the Cardinals win the NFC West.
Yep, and then moving on to week 13, they play at the Chargers. And I think with the momentum going on from the Texans and the Cardinals, I think they win that game as well, and that's a 4 o'clock game.
For sure, yeah. You know,
especially Herbert, he's going to be playing a great defense.
It's going to be a great defense, but I think, you know, playing at the Texans, that ends the slump. Then you beat a good team in the Cardinals.
Right.
That's momentum.
Yep.
And I think that's why the Chargers lose this game to the Patriots, because that momentum is shifting.
I think you're right there. I think so. And I think that's going to be kind of, once they win that, but then they have to play at the Rams on the late night game as well. For a team that's not supposed to do as well as they are, they got a lot of primetime games.
I'm just going to point out, the Broncos only have 3.
I was going to say, we have 4, which is good for us considering of like previous years, and it's probably because of how well we did on Thanksgiving and stuff. But at the Rams, I just don't see that crowd is live in LA. So, I mean, I just don't see it happening. I see them losing that one in week 14.
If this game was week 4, and not week 14, mm-hmm. Patriots win. Yeah, I don't think the Rams will have a secure run game
later in the season. I think so too. And I think that they're going to have to toy with a lot of things, but they'll be ready for the Patriots. So then at the Dolphins, we all know how that usually goes when they play at the Dolphins. The Fins are up. And I think that the Dolphins end up beating the Patriots at that 1 o'clock game because it just seems that that's always what happens with them. How bad their seasons are, that's how it ends up.
Think about it. Last year, right? The first game, the Dolphins played the Patriots. 43-0.
Yeah.
Or 43-3 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
and then they beat them.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's always what they do. It's something weird like that. And then to end the season here,
don't forget your team.
Well, I was going to say the Bills game, but for my benefit, they play. I have the Bills sweeping the Patriots. I know you don't, and it's just because
I saw you try to say the last game, skip over.
I thought that I was thinking that was the last game. Actually, that wasn't about that. But I was saying I think that the Bills are going to sweep them because it's been too long, and I think that they know they'll have control of this division, and I think they'll have something to prove. I know you don't feel that way because it is a primetime game, and the Patriots, how they do in primetime.
It is a primetime game in Gillette Stadium, Week 16. With a chance to win the division. I'm not saying it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
With the chance.
Yep. But the cold, man. Bring on Josh Allen in the cold, baby. I love it.
I don't want to catch any of those balls in the cold.
All the Bills fans do, baby. All the receivers are ready for it. Stephon Diggs is like, bring the heat. I'm ready for it.
And he's used to it. You know, Minnesota.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
It's the same.
Although it is a dome, he's having to practice outside.
Exactly. And you know, Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen, it's the same kind of strength. Mm-hmm. And then they don't really know how to throw, like, not a heater. You know, on the slant, they're both just throwing
darts.
Yeah,
they zip it in there. And Stephon Diggs, I saw him practicing with the catching, you know, the machines. And he's just right beside there, just one hand in.
Have you ever tried?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it before, and I had five. I caught one with two hands.
Yeah. We see, like, Odell Beckham, like, balancing on the ball and just, like, one-handed.
If I have a video, I'll show you where half the time the ball's, like, here.
Yeah.
And then my hands come up.
You don't
up.
Get too close to it.
No.
But then we think at the end, we agree that they beat the Jets.
Beat the Jets.
At home
week 17.
To close it out.
That's a 7-9 season.
That's how we predict it. And that's where we think it'll go for the Patriots. And that's kind of middle of the pack. And we will catch you guys next time, and we will be talking about the Buffalo Bills, so stay tuned for our next podcast, and we'll be able to really break down what we think that they're going to do, and now you guys know where we fit with the Patriots. We'll see if we're right, we'll see if we're wrong. Feel free to let us know what you guys think, and we will see you guys next time on Mike's Divided.